Hi, this is Dr. Mercola, and I've been alerting you about the dangers of Google and the rest of Silicon Valley and their surveillance for several years now. And I predicted three things. One, the censorship and electronic book burning occurring at an ever-increasing pace. Two, the extraction of your identity and destruction of your privacy. And finally, massive behavioral manipulation utilizing private data to manipulate entire populations. But that is just the beginning of their profoundly disturbing destiny. You see, Google initially provided an incredibly valuable service to their original customers, you and me, before they started serving their current customers, their advertisers. They provided us with relevant results that was based on our actions to democratically select content that we found useful. This would increase the visibility of popular results and make it easier for anyone to find information based on what we, the customers, consider to be the most useful destination. It makes perfect sense. Now, this initial focus is why people fell in love with Google, so much so that Google morphed into an action that has now become a household name. And now, anytime someone wants to search the internet, they call it Googling. Now, Google referred to this democratic selection as organic search results. It was referred to as organic because of the natural ranking of results based on what truly users selected without artificial interference. But now, Google search has become synthetic, engineered, and an ultra-processed advertisement-based talking points. And this strategy is justified as the scientific consensus. Paradoxically, relevance has now become irrelevant. Contrary to what many people still believe, Google no longer helps you find what you truly are looking for. Instead, they show you only what they want you to see. If you've been following me for a while now, you know that we live in a healthcare system that, due to its mistakes and its failure to address the fundamental foundational cause of disease, is now clearly the leading cause of death. And to add insult to injury, it is the most expensive healthcare system in the entire world, costing us over $3.5 trillion a year. And a yes, that is trillion with a T. There, in fact, it's the biggest industry in the United States. There is much more profit in using expensive drugs to cure the sick rather than using simple strategies to avoid getting sick in the first place. Now, for the first time in human history, the current generation living in the United States will die sooner than the previous one. This is largely because the system has used very clever and sophisticated strategies to develop a consensus of beliefs and tenets that we need to follow to stay healthy. However, the sad reality is that following this consensus is like running with the lemmings right off the cliff. Now, the Google founders knew from the very beginning there was a dark force lurking at its core that had the potential to turn the innocent nature of its foundations into something quite sinister and dystopian. Back in 1998, when Google co-founders were still students at Stanford, they published a study that is profoundly accurate in its conclusion 2 decades ago. They wrote, and now this is a direct quote from their study titled "The Anatomy of a Large-Scale Hypertextual Web Search Engine." This is the quote: "Advertising-funded search engines will be inherently biased towards the advertisers and away from the needs of the consumers, or you and me." Now, the original innocence of Google search was captured by their slogan, "Don't be evil." As the company descended into profiting off of surveillance, extracting, mining, and selling information about you from cradle to grave, they retired that "Don't be evil" slogan as it became simply obsolete. Yes, even your children are prized possessions in Google's quest of recording every bit of data they can scrape up. Now, Google, indisputably the most powerful business on the planet, has partnered with the military, government agencies, and the pharmaceutical industry toward a goal of totalitarianism. Your personal data is now worth more than oil. And if you don't already know, you need to understand that extracting your information and selling it to advertisers is their primary strategy. It's an all-out escalating war against your privacy and identity while maximizing their revenues and power with all of their multinational corporate partners. And Google's tentacles are growing larger as they seek to find even more profitable ways of exploiting you and your family. All you have to do is look at the news and you will find a number of medical surveillance laws that have passed. Now, these highly invasive new laws now allow states, federal, and global governments to have access to your electronic medical records. They now have the legal authority and ability to know every vaccine and drug they can market or mandate for you. And if you didn't already know this, then let me be the first to tell you the surprising new reality about Google. It has now become a pharmaceutical company. And get this, they will soon be launching the world's first universal flu vaccine. They've made strategic alliances with pharma giants like Novartis, Sanofi, Pfizer, and the largest vaccine maker in the world, GlaxoSmithKline. And one of Google's presidents even sits on the board of directors of Merck, which is the world's second largest vaccine manufacturer. So what do you think will happen when Google connects its infrastructure and its government partnerships, mass surveillance data, and pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines? Google also owns DeepMind, the premier artificial intelligence company in the world. They have the largest collections of scientists in any company that exists on the planet. And a few years ago, they've been so successful that DeepMind wrote the software that beat the world's best Go champions. And they didn't think that, most experts didn't think that would happen for decades, and maybe not even a lot, not in our lifetime. Now, on top of all this, Google recently built the world's first quantum computer, which can now break all types of encryption. Something that would normally take 10,000 years of processing can now happen in minutes. Now, electronic currencies like Bitcoin and the encryption used to secure electronic information is nearly meaningless. You are looking at a very, very dangerous future indeed. If this isn't a prescription for an Orwellian dystopia, I just don't know what is. There is no hope for Google and Facebook. They're only going to get worse. It is crucially important for you and your family to do everything you can to avoid the tentacles of this malicious monopoly. And it could be far worse. Google ostensibly offers you everything you need. But the kicker is, they only do this to take everything you have. Everything that makes you an individual be extracted and sold to the highest bidder. Your individual rights and privacy will be sacrificed for the greater good, which coincidentally happens to benefit these surveillance fascists. It is imperative that you understand exactly who they are and how you can protect yourself. You need to share this information and video with all your friends and family so they know the real truth about Google. Google has captured global and federal authorities, and any potential penalties they receive are mere illusions to pacify the population that they are being controlled. The truth is, they are running the world. You will see meaningless fines of billions of dollars, and these fines are designed to make you believe these regulatory agencies are protecting you. But the truth is, government is already working together with Google to deceive you. These strategic illusions enable monopolies like Google and Facebook to continue, and they view these fines only as a minor cost of doing business. The only real hope for change is within each one of us. Our personal decisions and our choices can change the outcome. You must know that this is the truth, and you have the power to take control of your life and this nefarious dystopian future that we're rushing towards. But thankfully, there are many things you can do. Stop using all Google products. I had an Android phone for over a decade, and Android is a Google operating system, and I ditched it for the new iPhone. Stop using Chrome, and certainly stop using Google Search and Gmail. There are many other alternatives for these products. And remember, these businesses feed on you and your data, so stop feeding them. Don't empower them. Hold respect for your privacy. Well, it may be a bit more work to avoid Google and Facebook enterprises. I can assure you with the highest degree of confidence, it is a minor inconvenience when you look at the big picture and consider all the consequences I've just discussed. Now, just like growing your own food is more work, it rewards you and your family with protection from disease and with good health. And please understand that Google is the 21st century equivalent of drugs and junk food. Addictive and deadly. I firmly believe that avoiding Google in every area of your life is absolutely essential for you and your family to take control of your health.